Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guests for today are Stephen C. and Trisha Greenwood. Stephen C. began his music career at age 5 when he and his brothers, Michael, Roy, and Frank, began performing as a band. Later, when working as a session musician in Los Angeles, he began composing scores for films. As a music producer and session musician, Stephen has served industry majors including Motown, Elektra, Warner Brothers, RCA, Chrysalis, 20th Century Fox Music, CBS Songs, A&M, Almo Moss Publishing, United Artists Publishing, and more. Known for his radio-friendly approach to music composition and production, Stephen C. brings a history to the label that includes film, television, multimedia soundtracks, and scoring. Trisha Greenwood is a solo artist, musician, guitar player, vocalist, and filmmaker. She began her music career in 2003 with her first album, No Fear in Love. Trisha expresses her thoughts and feelings about love and loss and hopes to comfort and inspire others with her songs. Trisha's lyrics poetically express her deepest feelings of victory over circumstances. Trisha has currently been working with Stephen C. on her latest song release, Soul Harmony, which includes an animated music video for kids of all ages and cultures. Trisha is also working on new music to be released in her upcoming 2016 documentary, Shout of Faith, that includes an on-film interview with Paul Zollo, author of Songwriters on Songwriting. During today's show, you'll get to hear their new song, Soul Harmony. To connect with Stephen C. and Trisha Greenwood online, please visit their website at www.heartspeakmusic.com. That's HEARTSPEAK music.com. Welcome, Stephen and Trisha.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hi, you two. I'm so happy to have both of you on my show.
I appreciate being on.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I was so happy to hear Soul Harmony when Trisha sent it to me and asked if I'd want to have you guys be on the show. And I have to say, I listened to the song, and right away I thought, I love this song. It just, it caught me right away. I love that it's uplifting. I love that it's catchy. I love that it's about souls being in harmony. Tell us a little bit, if you would, how that song came about.
That would be you, Trisha.
That would be me. Well, I wrote the song as I came home one evening after having lunch with a good friend of mine. Her name is Michelle. And we were driving along, and she wanted to use her GPS to go to a location. And then she mentioned that her husband, Brandon, dislikes using the GPS when it misses a turn, so he doesn't use it, and he always takes the long way around. And that evening I came home, and I was sitting there with my guitar, and I just started playing a little melody, and then I just started singing, I don't care if you take the long way around, you got the best love I ever found. And the song just grew from there into Soul Harmony.
And how did you and Stephen meet and start working on the song together?
Well, I'd like to add a little something to that. I wasn't there for the writing of the song, obviously, but the first time I heard it, she was playing it on an acoustic guitar in a gathering, loud. It was a party. There was a lot of noise going on, but I was kind of trying to lean into it to hear what she was going to play. And when she started playing the song, the first thing I thought of was, oh, I wonder if this is something that's on one of her albums already. So the first thing I asked, because I really liked it, was, what is that? And is that on one of your records? She said, no, I haven't recorded this one yet. So I immediately started trying to work it towards getting her into the studio to get that. You know, I wanted to get my hands on that song. And and I really didn't know the story behind what, you know, like what she just told you. I just really liked the lyric, the beat, and the melody. I liked the song, and I could quickly hear what I would like to do with it. And it was really like butter. I mean, it just happened pretty quickly. The song came together really quick in the studio, the way we recorded it. It didn't take much time at all. And I just reached for all the tools that are, it was kind of a premeditated thing from that very moment that I first heard it. So it was a pretty gratifying experience to produce that track and have it come out the way that it did.
And I originally sang it on my own, and then I asked Stephen if we could make a duet out of it and have him sing on it because I love his voice.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good as well. Like I said, everything just kind of feathered in. You know, chemistry is important in working with other people in a creative setting. And it's one of the things I really appreciate about working with her is that we have a really good working chemistry. I mean, even if things, you know, we don't always agree on everything that we want to do. But we have a pretty good track record for sorting those things out rather quickly and getting on to something that we both like, which is kind of rare, and I really appreciate it. I like it. It's a real plus as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it sounds like both of your souls are in harmony, too.
I hope so.
I think so,
I
too.
I love the idea of working in creative collaboration, you know, with like-minded people. And in fact, I have an affirmation I've been writing every morning for a long time now, a couple of years at least, that says, I enjoy working in creative collaboration with like-minded people who are committed to healing the world with love, music, and joy. And I keep drawing more and more people into my life that love music, you know, want to help heal the world by creating their music and living their music. As I was explaining to you two before the show got started, that we all have music inside of us. As Wayne Dyer says, don't die with your music still in you. And it's so important that I think that people are willing to get that out, to live the music that they hear calling them, whether it's actual music, like in your case, or if it's writing a book or being a parent or teaching or whatever that they do.
Well, and I think it's never been easier than it is now with technology as it is. You know, some of us that are a little older will appreciate it, I'm sure, more than the younger kids that, you know, expect immediate action from all of their devices. But I always do my best to encourage people that have even just a little spark of inspiration for creativity to exercise that somehow. There's so you can do it with an iPhone I almost said BlackBerry. I forgot the other platform, but I mean, it's like we have handheld devices. It doesn't take a lot of money, but it does take, you know, some determination. And I think it's very gratifying if you can find a way to express that creativity. And like I said, I don't think it's ever been more accessible than it is now. So I encourage people to try.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, I'd really like to play the song now and Soul Harmony so that the audience can hear it. And then I'd like to talk to you about it a little bit more after
sure.
you play
yeah.
that. And just for the audience's benefit, it's only 2 minutes and 53 seconds. I think my only complaint about it is that it could be longer because I love it so much. So I'm going to play Soul Harmony right now, and then we'll talk about it some more.
Thank you.
I don't care if you take the long way around. You got the best love I've ever found. You got the love I need.
And that was Soul Harmony. What a song. I really, really, really like it a lot. Now,
thank you, Marisol.
You said that there's also going to be a video, and I saw the link that you had given me before for the video. Is that available now for people to see?
Tricia, I'll have to defer to you on that.
Yes, it's on heartspeakmusic.com. It's coming in from YouTube. Heartspeak Music has a channel on YouTube. It's also on Facebook on Heartspeak Music page.
Oh, okay.
Facebook.
So there's a Heartspeak Music page on Facebook?
Correct, yes.
And you're probably on Twitter as well, right?
Yes, I just put it on Twitter this morning because we're releasing it today with this radio show.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool.
Yeah, and just today.
Wow, you know, I loved the video. I really did. I love that it's animated so that it's like you said, it brings out the kid in all of us of whatever ages that we are. And I don't know, I think the song and the video both remind me and hopefully remind everybody else that watch it to play and have fun, you know, that we're here on this earth for a short while.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how long we're here, it's a short while. And I believe we're here to have fun, you know, that life's supposed to be fun and that we need to find fun wherever we can find it and to say to ourselves, how can I make this more fun? You know, how can I make life more fun? And
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's part of why music is such an important part of it, because music helps us have fun, you know, helps us want to sing and dance and play along.
Well, I have a theory about that. I think artists in general perform their craft for healing themselves and entertaining themselves and amusing themselves. But hopefully they can convey that to others. And so to me, it's therapeutic. I do it because it's what I do, and I'm fortunate enough to be still doing this and having fun. I like doing it, but it's therapeutic for me. And I think that it's hopefully therapeutic to the audience that receives it, because they get something from it as well. And the video was really fun to do because I love playing with that stuff, with the animation software. It was fun.
So was it you, Stephen, that actually created the video then?
Well, I did the animation, but I can animate some hearts dancing around, but, you know, what else should we do with it? And Tricia jumped right in with plenty of suggestions, and she had a huge stack of photos and good handful of ideas for how to, you know, do effects and stuff like that. So I did the animation, and I kind of let her direct the rest of it. It's very simple, it's entertaining, I think. Is that much pretty accurate? Why are you laughing?
Tricia, what are you thinking?
Oh, well, it was so much fun. On Valentine's Day, that was kind of like my gift. But he decided a couple days before Valentine's Day that he would animate it, and thought it would just take a short amount of time. But it took a lot longer because we kept coming up with more ideas. And it's so darling, and it is so fun. And I, you know, listening to you speak, Margot, and just your whole countenance of love and joy and everything, you know, it just makes me like already like love you. I think you're probably one of the most wonderful people on the planet just from the way you talk.
Thank you.
Well, seriously, I mean, there's, like you say, we need to play more. We need to have more love and joy and be grateful. My way of thinking, because I have been through a lot in life and I have suffered loss, and I understand others. And the thing is that you have to look at life experiences like fruit on a tree, and you keep the good fruit and you throw away the bad fruit. And And I believe that when we have desires in our heart, that they're there because God mm-hmm. put them there, and it's up to us to create something with it for others.
I love that. I agree totally. In fact, it reminds me of a little book I have by Emmett Fox. It's actually a little booklet called Your Heart's Desire. I don't know if either of you have ever read that. It's a really cool
booklet.
But he talks about in there about how your heart's desire is something that you're called to do, and that and a lot of times it's something that feels so important to you that it's really scary to tell other people about it, you know. And so I think sometimes it takes a while to get the courage to go ahead and to live that heart's desire, to live that music that you hear calling you. But when you do...
Yeah, but isn't it true, though, at least from my observation, that people that have just gone ahead and done that, had the courage to pursue it, they'll find their way. And it doesn't always... I'm often telling people that wealth comes in many forms, because it's not always about just the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing something that you really enjoy, you can pretty quickly find out that you'll have enough. And
mm-hmm.
That which makes up the difference is happiness. And that's all we're really going to walk away from when we're done with this whole thing here on planet Earth. So I think
that
that's,
is so true. That is so true. I know exactly what you mean by that. You know, we're running out of time, and so I wanted to say that next week on April 15th, 2015, my guest will be Dr. Walter Jacobson, and we'll be talking about his book, which is titled Forgive to Win, and how forgiveness helps you live your music. And people can sign up for my weekly e-newsletters at my website, margojoydenator.com. And before we finish talking, I want to remind the listeners out there to think about how they'd answer these questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. It's just, you know, it is. It's a beautiful planet. I mean, there's a lot of problems, and you're right, Tricia. There's definitely losses that we all suffer and challenges and other things, but there's so much good, too, you know. There really is.
Yeah, it's overwhelming sometimes for me, just how much there is and how little time we have to enjoy it. So I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, it just sometimes gets easy to get distracted and forget to focus on the things that really are most important. So I think that's one of the questions that I ask myself a lot and like to ask my coaching clients and ask in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, is what matters most to you? You know, are you using your time for what really matters most to you? Because there's only so much time in each day and each week, and none of us know how long we're going to be here.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think what matters most to me is to bring joy to others.
And to enjoy life yourself, too. You know, I've always felt that I wanted to bring joy to others. But I always have to remember, too, that it's also by me feeling joy, sometimes that helps other people feel joy, too. So it's
like
giving and receiving.
Sounds like your next week's episode will radio show will be great, because forgiveness is very powerful, and when you can forgive, you have more joy, and when you accept your sorrow, it turns to peace, and you can just then do the things and have the creativity, because when your mind and your heart's all blocked up with drama and negativity, you can't be creative. You've got to... it's like a bad outfit. I think it was Leonardo da Vinci said, you know, take off the bad outfit, throw it on the floor and move on, and don't allow negativity to encapsulate your soul.
Wow. And, you know, you were mentioning to me before when we talked before that about something that inspired you to realize that you're never too old to be creative. What was that you were saying? Something about a vacation that you went on?
Yeah, I was walking through the Sistine Chapel, and the tour guide was explaining how Michelangelo was still painting the ceiling and working until his 80s, just weeks before he died. And it just occurred to me, I had this revelation that you're never too old to create art. And to me, creating music is art. I don't have a competitive bone in my body, so for me, I don't compete. And artists don't compete. It's subjective. If you like it or you don't. And so that's how I believe now, you know.
I love that you don't have a competitive bone in your body. I'm the same way. I feel that way, too. I love the idea of collaboration and helping other people and them helping us, hopefully, too. But, you know, not everybody thinks that way. But it seems like more and more people are, and I'm really thankful to see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, you're
you
part
also,
of making it happen.
What
you
was
know,
that?
With your show, I said you're part of what's making that collaboration happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. You two are just making me feel so good. But I wanted to remember also to mention that you're working on another album also, David Scudder, Explosion. And can you tell us briefly a little bit about that?
Well, I just wanted to say we met through a mutual, really good friend by the name of Steve Layton-Smith. He has a band called The Zap Band that plays in the Bay Area, and he introduced us to David Scudder, who is a recording artist, bass player, who pulled the community together and brought in all these great singers and guitar players and just put together this album of cover songs, some of the best cover songs that have been on, you know, Billboard's list years ago. And Stephen produced the album, and Stephen and I are singing together on Keep Me Hanging On, and then Stephen did a cut of Runaway Train, and I'll let him tell you a little more.
Well, that whole album, at first I thought we should call it Share the Joy, because that's how I look at David Scudder. He just wanted to bring everybody in. He knew he couldn't do it on one album, so he had to be very selective. I think that was the only real pain that he had to endure through this whole thing, was how to get everybody he wanted on the record. There's 9 vocalists and probably a dozen guitar players. And he just really wanted to – he's one of these guys that gets out a lot to play, you know, for free. He'll go to jam sessions and just – he just loves to play music.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got more than a handful of favorite songs, probably a very long list. But we had to start somewhere. So he said, let's look at this group of songs for material and see what we can do. And it was a rather humble start. You know, we didn't really know what to expect. But once it started rolling, it just got better and better, and we had a lot of fun doing it in the process, and I'm sure we'll do it again. It just came out. We just finished it, so we don't know yet, you know, how it's going to go, but I appreciate you bringing that up, and thanks for mentioning.
Can people find out about that also on the HeartSpeak Music website?
Yes. Tricia, is there not a link
for
that?
DavidScudderExplosion.com. And David Scudder Explosion Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, it's SCUDDER, DavidScudderExplosion.com. And all the music's on there and it plays. You can hear it all, the whole songs in their entirety. It's on Google Play, it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's on Spotify.
That sounds good. Oh, wow. This is so much fun. Music is so much fun, you know, and I heard the Keep Me Hanging On. I love that. I don't know if I heard the Runaway Train one yet, but what are some of the other songs that are on the album?
Well, it's pretty eclectic. I mean, he's got 6 Days on the Road, which is Americana country kind of vibe.
Which standard?
Tell Mama. Pardon me?
Tell the names of the vocalists.
Stan Earhart practice singing lead vocal on 6 Days on the Road. Tell Mama, it's an old Etta James song, was a big hit for her. Tiffany mm-hmm. Collier is singing lead on that. And Simon Govan Smith is playing some really nice lead guitar on that track as well. Mm-hmm. The first song features Garrick Davis singing Unchained My Heart, which really came out well. It's got a nice groove, and he does a great job singing it. Let's see, I'm trying to think fast.
Ring of Cheryl Fire Thurlall. With Steve Layton Smith.
Yes, Ring of Fire. That one, that I love that one. That just it happens to be my favorite on the record because it just it was fun. It's really short. It's only a little over 2 minutes long, and Steve Layton Smith singing on that one. Cheryl Thurlall and David Thurlall are playing on
Runaway Soul.
And she did a great job on that, and David did a great solo. We've got Gail Sutherland singing Blues, which closes the album with Need Your Love So Bad. I know I'm missing one. Which one am I leaving out here?
Pick up the album. It's right there.
Simon Russell, former
Simon
keyboardist
Russell.
For the James Brown Band. He came in and did a vocal on It's a Man's World, but he warned me before we got there, I don't think we're going to get through this because my four-month-old little baby girl is crying and I got no babysitter. We're probably going to have to reschedule, but I was right around the corner from getting to studio. So he had the baby. He was holding the baby. She stopped singing when he started singing, and he didn't put her down. We just let it roll, and he got through the whole song. And she started crying afterwards, but we got a whole take. And
but the beauty of that, Margo, is that Simon, when he sings, he's really got this really incredible, powerful voice. But he was holding back a little with his hand over the baby's ear, so because the baby was falling asleep on his shoulder. So that intimacy and singing that song came through, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, the
oh,
first thing
fantastic.
He was like, putting the baby down, like, I'm sure we're going to have to do that again, and really sing it. And I said, no, I don't think so, Simon. I'm going to keep that. and he's like, oh, are you sure? I'm just kind of reserved because I didn't want to scream in the baby's ear. And I said, no, that really came out really well. Let's have a listen. And Simon's son, Sebastian, was sitting right next to me while we were recording it. And I just looked at him a couple times while recording it. He just gave me the eyebrow. Like, yeah, He's pulling it together.
We're getting cut off, so we're going to have to get going. But thanks so much for being on my show. I really, really appreciate it. And
thank
I hope
for
to talk
us.
To you soon. Bye for
right,
now, everyone.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Margo.